The Bible said in Genesis 22 and verse 1, "And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham, and said unto him, Abraham, and he said, Behold, here am I, or here I am. And he said, Take now thy son, thine only son Isaac, whom thou lovest. Get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains, which I will tell thee of. Abraham rose up early in the morning and saddled his ass and took two of his young men with him and Isaac his son and clave the wood for the burnt offering and rose up and went into the place which God had told him. Then on the third day Abraham lifted up his eyes and he saw the place afar off." 3 days they've been journeying. Seems like we're living in a generation if we can't get it done in 3 minutes. There's fixing to be some real worship take place right here. But there was a price to be paid. 3 days. Think about that. How many remembers when people walked to church and they had a little more joy than what we got today? Amen. We have convenience. But the Lord wants us to see something here today. The Bible said, on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and he saw the place afar off. And Abraham said unto the young men, his young men, "Abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship." I love this. Come again to you. Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it upon Isaac his son. And they took the fire in his hand and a knife, and they went both of them together. And Isaac spake unto Abraham his father and said, "My father." And he said, "Here am I, my son." And he said, "Behold the fire and the wood, but where's the lamb for a burnt offering?" And Abraham said, "My son," can I just say this to you? I'm so excited this morning. Evidently, Isaac had taken a journey like this before. But there had always been a lamb along on the journey. Amen? Dad had taught him the things of God. And he said, "Dad, I understand we've got the fire here and we've got the wood, but where's the lamb? Where's the lamb?" And the Word of God said, Abraham responds and he said, "My son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering." So they went both of them together. They came to the place which God had told him of, and Abraham built an altar there, laid the wood on it in order, bound Isaac his son, and laid him upon the altar of wood. Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son. And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, "Abraham, Abraham." And he said, "Here am I." He started out in verse 1. He said, "Here I am, Lord." The angel of the Lord spoke to him with the knife raised up. He said, "Here am I." He said, "Lay not thine hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him. For now I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me." Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in a thicket by his horns. Abraham went and took the ram and offered it up for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh, as it is said to this day, "In the mount of the Lord it shall be seen." Let's pray together. Father in heaven, I thank you for the privilege, Lord, to be here today in the Lord's house. And I pray, God, your blessings upon this service today, Lord, that you would just help us, Lord, to see our Father truth, that would transform our lives, make us a little more like Jesus. I pray, God, today that You'd bless the reading of Your Word, bless the preaching of Your Word. Lord, we ask that the Holy Spirit would give us ears to hear what the Spirit of God would say to us today. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. I want to look here today at some things in the Word of God in chapter 22. I don't know exactly how far we may get this morning, but I want to look at some things the Lord's been dealing with my heart about the last few days. I read this, last week in my devotions and Bible reading, and the Lord began to stir my heart, and I just want to show you some things that He spoke to me about in this area of worship. And by way of introduction, there's some things here in this chapter that are mentioned for the first time in the Word of God. If you study the Word of God, they tell me that it's always important to look at the first time something's mentioned in the Word of God and realize that that theme will be carried out on through the Word of God. It's not going to be contradicted. It's not going to be changed. But that theme is going to be carried out on through the Word of God. The first thing I see right here is this word tempt. The Bible said God did tempt Abraham. The Bible tells us over in the book of James, I'm not going to take the time to turn there and read all of it, but the Bible said that God is not tempted with evil, neither doth He tempt any man. This word tempt right here is not talking about God tempting Abraham to do evil, but this word tempt is talking about God is going to test Abraham's faith. Can I say to you and I this morning, there are going to be some tests come in our faith. There are going to be some tests come in our faith. There are going to be some tests come in our Christian experience. Amen. And the very first time that it's mentioned in the Word of God, it's mentioned right here in Genesis chapter 22. Right around this word, worship. I want to ask you this, my friend. A man said one time, and I don't know who quoted it or I'd give him credit for it. It wasn't me, amen. But a man said this. He said, the test of a man's character is what it takes to get him to quit. What would it take to get you to quit? I tell you, Abraham had walked with God up to this point in his life. And he's about to undergo a great test. The Word of God said, thy son, thy only son, whom thou lovest. Isaac was a son, not just of the flesh, but he was a son of faith. God came to Abraham in his old age and came to Sarah. And Sarah actually laughed. Amen. She thought, that's funny. Amen. I'm going to have a boy. I'm going to tell you what, when God says something, it ain't funny. It's a truth. Say amen. And we might chuckle. Amen. And God didn't hold that against Sarah. Amen. But I'll tell you this much right now. God is going to test Abraham in this scripture and require of him not just something that we mentioned of David the other night that cost him, but something that he loves dearly. Worship is going to involve that we love dearly. I believe with all of my heart that sometimes we set a limit with God. And sometimes we're willing to give God up to this point. But then we stop right there. Amen. I tell you, Abraham was willing to give it all to God. Amen. Give up that son that he loved. Amen. There's a lot of typology in this passage of Scripture. And I'll give it to you a little bit later. But thank God for people that want to worship. Not just go through the motions. Amen. But give God their life. Give God their family. Give God their all. The Bible said here, there's a pattern. There's in the Word of God. God tries Abraham. God tempts Abraham. God tests Abraham. And thank Abraham passed the test. Let me give you some things here today. I trust will be a blessing to you. Not only do I see a pattern of worship. The Bible said, take now thy son, thy only son, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering on one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. In other words, God wasn't even real specific when he started out.
Lots of times we want, Brother Joe, we want it all nailed down specific, and then if we agree to it, we'll go ahead and start. Amen. That's not faith. God wants us to walk with Him one day at a time, sweet Jesus. You lead the way, Lord. Amen. I don't have to see the end of the road. All I got to do is let the Word of God be a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. When we do that, God honors that. Abraham was a man of faith. We see that pattern, how that it involved something. It would be a test. It involved something that he loved. He said, go up to one of the mountains. I will tell thee of. Abraham rose up early in the morning in verse 3. He saddled his ass and he took two of his young men with him, Isaac his son. He clave the wood for the burnt offering and rose up and went unto the place. You see, there's not only a pattern of worship. Listen to me carefully right here. But there's a place of worship. Can I just say this to you today? Listen to me carefully. I believe this would change our church. I believe it changed our church. I believe there's two places of worship every believer needs to find. In other words, they need to find a public place. That's where we are today. Say amen. I'll tell you something right now. We're going to open the doors to the church. It's the will of God for some people to be members of this church. It's not the will of God for everybody to be members of this church. But I'll tell you something right now. When God, my friend, shows you where you need to be in that public place of worship, you ought to just get in there and go at it for the glory of God. Worship God in spirit and in truth. But here's a place of worship that's overlooked. Abraham here was not in a public place of worship. I mean, he's with me so far. Abraham even leaves his servants behind, Sister Geraldine. And it's just him and his boy. Let me just say this to you. Had God not been requiring his boy, I don't believe his boy would have even been going with him. How many got that? Say amen. In other words, Abraham didn't just have a public place of worship, but he had a private place of worship as well. Let me say this to you. When our private place of worship begins to get real sweet, you watch how it changes this public place of worship. Anybody hear me? I'm telling you what's the truth. Listen, I love good singing. This choir sang wonderfully. Brother Joe sang wonderfully. Our dear sister played that piano wonderfully. And Brother Anthony played that guitar wonderfully. And I appreciate every bit of it. But I'm going to tell you something right now. If we'll come through those doors out of a private place of worship, we won't be worshiping when we start singing. We'll be worshiping before the singing ever starts. And thanking God that we're even able. What did the Bible say? I was glad when they said unto me. In other words, I didn't even have to get there to be glad. I was glad when they said, let's go to the house of the Lord. Amen. I'll tell you, the joy of the Lord is our strength. And we can have that strength that's birthed out of that private place of worship. There's a place. There's a pattern set forth here. There's a place. It was a place that God ordained. I want to say this to you this morning, please. Please hear me well. I've said it for years and it's still the truth. I feel sorry for folk, anybody, that the only worshiping they ever do is public. I feel sorry for them. I'm going to tell you, there ought to be times when you've got that Bible down and all of a sudden you don't even realize what's going on, but all of a sudden drip, drip, drip. There's tears coming out of that, them eyes, and you're reading that greatest love story that's ever been told. And it's just you and him, and nobody knows anything about it. And it's wonderful when he says, come on up here in my lap, son. Come on up here in my lap, daughter. I want to speak to your heart. I want to squeeze you a little while. And sometimes he squeezes our heart, and the next thing you know, it's running out our eyeballs. Because God has just been so good. I appreciate Him, don't you? There's a pattern here. Some people don't get past the pattern. They're not gonna turn loose of anything. They're holding on to everything. Amen. But God said of Abraham, He said, I want you to take your son. And Abraham took off with his son. He took off to a specific place. The first time in the Word of God the word tempt is mentioned is right here in verse number 1 of chapter 22 when it's speaking of the test. In chapter 22 and verse number 2, the first time the word lovest is mentioned, it's right here. I'm telling you, God is requiring of Abraham that which he loved dearly. Amen. Can I tell you something this morning? I don't want to get ahead of myself. Can I tell you that the God of heaven, when it came to dealing with your sin problem and my sin problem, it required that which he loved. It required his son, his only begotten son. Amen. I tell you this morning, I believe with all of my heart, there's a pattern set forth. There's a place that's very important here in the Word of God. But let me give you this morning. There's a provision that's mentioned here in the Word of God. Let me give you this. I believe this is where the Lord wants me to camp for a few minutes. The Word of God said over there in verse 14, and Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh, as it is said to this day, in the mount of the Lord it shall be seen. Jehovah Jireh means the Lord sees. And it also means the Lord provides. Hallelujah. He didn't just see what we needed, but thank God he provided what you and I needed in the Lamb. You say, preacher, what did God provide in this text? Let me give you some things. Listen to me carefully. How many believes Isaac is a miracle child? He's a miracle child. He's a child of promise. He's a child of faith. Amen. We know that Ishmael was a man's workings. Amen. To work it out. But thank God, Isaac was God's working. Amen. To work it out. Let me give you three things the Lord provided. Number one, he provided the lad. God provided the lad. God provided Isaac. God said, in Isaac shall thy seed be called. And God still said, listen to me. Brother Joe was talking about politics a while ago. Here's something else you need to add in there. Amen. God said to Abraham, I'll bless them that bless thee, and I'll curse them that curse thee. And I'll tell you, we need to pray that America will stand with Israel. Amen. And bless the name of the Lord and bless that country. You say, preacher, I don't understand that. You don't have to. You better believe it, though. Amen. I tell you something right now. We turn our back on that little nation. We turn against that little nation. We are doing nothing but inviting the judgment hand of God on this country. We're doing that anyway. With sodomy. Amen. And abortion. We're doing it anyway. Gambling. Amen. It's a mess. God said if we're going to worship, there's a pattern, there's a place, but thank God there's a provision. You say, preacher, what's so important about the provision? I want you to understand that God provided Isaac. God provided the lad. Let me say this to you. None of us are going to stand before God and say, God, if I'd have just had what it took, I'd have worshiped. None of us. You say, preacher, what is worship? I tell you what it is. It's derived from two words and it means worth. Worthy. Amen. It means that God is worthy and worth it. He's worthy of our life. He's worthy of our substance. He's worthy of our family. He's worthy of our faith. He's worthy of all that we are and all that we have. He's worthy. The Bible said it like this, you've been bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are the Lord's. Watch this now. God provided the lad. Are we on board right there? But watch this. God provided the love. Now, wait a minute. You said, preacher, I don't understand that. The Bible said God is love. Isn't that right? How could Abraham, the Bible said, I want you to take thy son, thine only son, whom thou lovest. How is it that Abraham could love his son the way that he did? There's only one way. God put that love in his heart. Let me say something to you, church. Listen to me carefully. It's one thing to love the way sinners love. It's another thing to love the way the Savior loves. Amen. It's one thing to love the way sinners love, and it's another thing to love the way saints are supposed to love. The sinner loves that he might get something in return. But I tell you, God's love is manifested whether anything's given back or not. Amen. And here is Abraham. He has this love in his heart for his son. But he has a love in his heart that's just as deep for his Savior. And he's willing to take his son. You stay with me just a minute. I said God provided the lad. God provided the love. How many of you men be man enough to raise your hand and say, I love my wife, preacher? Amen. How many of you men that had a wife say, preacher, I love my wife. Amen. How many of you men have a family? Say, I love my family. I love my children. Amen. I love my grandchildren. Let me tell you something right now. If it's real, L-O-V-E, it came from above. It's a good gift. And every good and perfect gift came down from above. It's a gift of God to be able to love the way that God wants us to love. The Bible said God is love. The Bible said here that He provided, God provided the lad. And God provided the love. But let me tell you something else. God provided the lamb. Isaac said, Dad, I'm paraphrasing. He said, we've got the wood and we've got the fire, but where's the lamb? And in a prophetic tone, Abraham said this. Listen to me carefully. A lot of people quote this wrong. They say God will provide for Himself a lamb. That's not what the Word of God said. The Word of God said God will provide Himself a lamb. Amen. I believe there's a prophetic right there. Amen. God was going to become flesh and God was going to be given for you and for me in His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, beloved friend, God provided the lamb. I don't know about Isaac, but I think if that was my daddy, even knowing how much my daddy loves me, and my daddy, Brother Ron, tied me up and bound me knowing what kind of man of God my daddy is, and he just trying to follow the Lord and mind the Lord, I can't help but believe as I laid there on them sticks, and there's the sticks, and there's the fire, and there's my daddy with the knife. I can't help but believe I'd be just a little bit concerned about what was about to happen. Amen. Oh, but God, just in the nick of the time, when Abraham and Isaac was coming up this side of the mountain, God had a lamb coming up that side of the mountain. And thank my God in heaven, God provided the lamb. God said, listen, that's enough, Abraham. I'll tell you, there's a truth pointed out over in the book of Hebrews we need never forget. He said, preacher, I cannot believe Abraham was going to do that. He was, but he was going to do it in great faith. You see, the Word of God said that God, Abraham, judged God faithful. You can read it in Hebrews 11. I think it's verse 17 down through there. You can read where the Bible said that Abraham, he realized that God was such a God of His Word. God had said, in thy seed, the nation will be called. In Isaac, there's going to be a nation born. And God, my friend, had promised Abraham. And Abraham was willing, my friend, to stick a knife in his son. And he realized that if it was necessary, God would raise him from the dead. Because God had promised. Abraham was a man of faith. The first time tempt is mentioned in the Bible is in this chapter. How many of you all are like me? You'd rather go through your Christian experience without the test. I would. But I tell you what, I wouldn't be what I am today without some test. God's making something out of us, people. And it ought to cause us to worship Him. Amen. It ought to cause us to say, hey, He knows what's best. He knows what's best. If you talk to Abraham today, talk to Isaac today, they wouldn't brag on Abraham, but they wouldn't brag on Isaac. They'd brag on the God that provided the lad, the God that provided the love, and the God that provided the lamb. He looked over there in the thicket, and there was a ram caught with his horns in his thick in the thicket. And my friend Abraham offered to God a sacrifice. Let me give you this. Listen, God has taught me this in my life. I'm not going to take the time to tell the whole story, but God has taught me this in a very real way. God did not want Isaac. Listen to me carefully. God did not want Isaac. God just wanted Abraham to be willing. And I'm going to tell you something right now. Listen to me carefully. I'm going to make a strong statement. But we're not doing much worshiping at all if we're not willing. If we're not willing. If we're not willing. Everything that we are, everything that we have, everything that we ever will be, real worship lays it at the feet of Jesus and says, Lord, it belongs to you. When we get our hands on it, somebody help me right here, we make a mess. Say amen. But I tell you, when God takes control, amen, God will make something out of it. And God, my friend, here we are thousands upon thousands upon thousands of years later, still talking about a man that said, Jehovah Jireh is what we'll call him, because God hath provided. God had provided the lamb. I don't know about you this morning, but I see a pattern of worship. I see a place of worship. I see a provision in worship, but I see a promise in worship. You say, preacher, what do you see? Let me give you this and I'm done. Abraham said this, Brother Gale. He said, I and the lad will go yonder and worship. Watch this though. And we'll come again unto you. You say, preacher, Abraham didn't know what he was saying. I understand that. But can I tell you what Abraham was doing? He was walking with God. He was close. He may not have understood all that he was saying. But I'll say this, if we'll walk with God and we'll worship, there'll be some stuff come out of our mouth, amen. We don't know where it come from except to say, hey, the Lord give it to me, amen. I believe that with all of my heart. This morning, God wants us to understand it's mentioned first, the test. It's mentioned first, the love. It's mentioned first, the worship. And I'll say this morning. Some people, the first time the test comes, they run. Brother Gary, when the test came to Abraham, Brother John, he didn't run from the mountain. He ran to the mountain. Amen. He ran in obedience, did he not? Amen. He did not run in disobedience from the Lord. He ran in obedience to the Lord. How many realize he knows what's best? Help me. How many understand that sometimes we don't understand that? We don't understand that. Amen. We go to the doctor and we don't understand. Just be honest with me, people. It's our youngin' and we don't understand. It's our friend and we don't understand. It's our mom, it's our dad and we don't understand. How many remembers the days when you would hear something like this? Beep, beep, beep. This is a test of the National Emergency Broadcast System. This is a test. This is only a test. Had this been an actual emergency, you would have been instructed in your area where to tune in. How many remembers an announcement, something like that? Remember this in your Christian life. Sometimes this is a test. It's only a test. You say, preacher, I think it's an emergency. You want to know why? It's because we're down here where the test is going on. How many believes Isaac thought it was an emergency? I guarantee you he did. And I'll guarantee you Abraham didn't like the test. But I'll guarantee you this much. Abraham's glad he passed the test. I've said this for years. I'll say this and I'm done. I would rather have my faith tested now. Find out one way or the other as to go through life without a test and find out that what I had was not real. Amen. It's a test. It's only a test. First time in the Bible it's mentioned. Thou lovest thy son whom thou lovest. First time in the Bible that word lovest is used. And worship. We'll go yonder and worship and come again. First time in the Bible that word is mentioned. I believe with all of my heart the Spirit of God will lead us to that pattern of worship where, Lord, you're worthy. I've been guilty just like every other parent of fretting and worrying about my children. Help me now. I've been guilty. But oh, happy day. When the Lord just reminded me, you remember that little trip to the altar? You remember when they were just a little youngin' and you brought them up there to me and you said, I could have them? God said, I got them! Trust me. Trust me. It's not always easy. But God wants us to worship. Give it to Him. Give it to Him. Give it to Him. Let's pray. Father, thank you today for the privilege to be in the house of the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the story about Abraham and Isaac. Thank you, Lord, that in their old age, you gave Abraham and Sarah a son of promise. I pray, Lord, this morning that, God, you would just speak to hearts. We see the pattern and we see the place. We see the provision. It's all tied into a promise, Lord. You said, I'll draw nigh to him that draws nigh to me. You said, ask and it shall be given you. Seek and you shall find. Knock, it shall be opened unto you. Help us, Father, today.